Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Let everybody stay where they are.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
You having any of it?
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Lots of MMA news to talk about, of course. USC's got a card coming up the 22nd. That's next Friday on FX Sports. Figures to be a good card. Gray Maynard and Clay Guida in the main event. Anytime you get Gray Maynard in the fight, it's going to be exciting. Clay Guida, very exciting new fighter. This is sort of like putting two firecrackers in a glass bowl and waiting for the bowl to blow up. Something's going to blow here, no question about that. Of course, that is June 22nd, Friday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. That's on FX Sports. And that's not on Fox Sports. It's not on Fox Network. It's on FX Cable. FX Cable. Next Friday night, June 22nd, the UFC comes back to FX. Of course, UFC 147 going the 23rd, and this was supposed to be a great, great fight. Great, great fight card, but it never really happened because it was supposed to be Chael Sonnen versus Anderson Silva. That was supposed to be the rematch. But that fight was pulled, and that fight was pushed to Saturday, July 7th. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, hey, Wanderlei Silva versus Rich Franklin, the second fight going down UFC pay-per-view Saturday, June 23rd, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time from Brazil, the home, of course, of the mixed world of mixed martial arts and UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, feel free to do so. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.com/green. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Dear man, and by man I mean you. It's time for your annual summer shopping spree. Time to replace your torn cargo shorts, grease-stained polos, and worn thin swim trunks. Well, good news, Flyboy. Everything mannish is on sale at Old Navy. Think that's something? Get 50% off all polos, short-sleeve shirts, swimwear, and more now through Sunday. We could only make this event more manly if we sold battleships and firm handshakes. How do we do it? We're Old Navy. It's what we do. The greatest deals known to man. Hundreds of items are 50% off now through Sunday. Valid June 14th through 17th, select styles only. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Mighty Tower of Power live, folks. The lead singer was Brent Carter. He's now the lead singer for the Average White Band, AWB, and he's not white. And I saw him last night at Cash Creek Casino. It was great to see Brent. Hadn't seen him in 12 years. Last time we saw each other was when I was working as an announcer at the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, Michigan. But the bottom line is, it was great to see Brent, the Average White Band. They were on top of the game, and man, Brent is just an incredible lead singer. Of course, the former Tower of Power lead singer based out of Atlanta, Georgia. So BrentCarter.com, you can check out his website. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, of course, and MMA. We're talking MMA this hour. Last night on HDNet, the fight for the troops, pretty good. Titan Fighting Championships 23, Jorge Santiago was in the main event. And let me tell you, Jorge can fight a little bit. He's got a not such a good record at 25-10, but he stopped Leonardo Pinchana at 134 the very first round with a chokehold. So the guy's a for real fighter. He really is. He's one of those Brazilians that's been around a while. I mean, in MMA, when you see a guy that's 25-10, you think, oh, he's lost 10 fights, you know. But in the world of mixed martial arts, you can lose fights in so many different ways. I mean, ask Anderson Silva. He's, like, unbeaten in a long time. But the bottom line is he was close to losing to Chael Sonnen a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, okay? And Sonnen was beating him through 4.5 rounds. And in the fifth round, he came up with a submission hold, and Chael had to submit. So, of course, that is the main event. That's going on July the 7th in Las Vegas, Nevada. But let's talk about the fight on the 23rd. That'll be on pay-per-view as well. And as my man Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, the premier expert when it comes to pay-per-view numbers, be it in anything. He has Wanderlei Silva and Rich Franklin fighting in a rematch. But let me tell you, it's supposed to be Wanderlei Silva against the guy that we just did this promo with. I'm talking about Vitor Belfort. The highlights coming into this segment. Of course, Vitor scoring the quick knockout. But Vitor Belfort hurt himself, so Wanderlei Silva stepped in. Rich Franklin stepped in to fight Wanderlei Silva. So it's supposed to be the axe murderer against the phenom. I'm talking about Vitor Belfort. An all-Brazil fight. The fight would have done well in Brazil. The fight would have done okay in the United States because they're both big names as far as mixed martial arts are concerned. But this will probably be the lowest-ranked pay-per-view in UFC history, at least since the Fertittas took over. I'm talking about Wanderlei Silva and Rich Franklin, too. It's a one-fight card. It's coming from Belo Horizonte in Brazil, and it's a nice little place down there. But, you know, bottom line is they're not going to fit 40,000 people in there or 60,000 people in there like they thought they would for this Chael Sonnen-Anderson Silva rematch. Now, that was supposed to happen June 23rd, and that didn't happen. First, it was supposed to happen June 16th. Then it was moved up to the 23rd. Then they were talking about running it, you know, just the 30th, the week before the July 7th fight with in Las Vegas. But then they said, yeah, we're sort of screwed up here. There's a 100,000-seat stadium. they can hold us down in Rio de Janeiro, but it's under construction and reconstruction. They won't have it together until early 2013. So they had another arena down there that held 40,000 people, but at the same time they wanted to do this on June 23rd. Okay, they're holding a political event in Rio de Janeiro, and all the hotel rooms are booked up. So they would have had to, like, drive the fighters in from 2 or 3 hours out of Rio de Janeiro as far as getting it from hotel rooms to the arena. So that was nixed. Dana White said, nah, I'm not having any part of that. So, of course, he put the Chael Sonnen and Anderson Silva rematch. Of course, it is a rematch. It was a great fight the first time around. Sonnen won, as I said, owned him for 4.5 rounds, but... Man, the spider, Anderson Silva, found a way to win in that fifth round. It'll be the rematch. Of course, afterwards, Sonnen tested positive for testosterone replacements. Testosterone. And now he's been granted a permit by the Nevada City Athletic Commission to have testosterone replacement therapy. That means if your testosterone level isn't up to par, and whether it be from age, whether it be from using steroids, whether it be from cutting weight your entire life, and it just takes away that your T levels. He's been granted a replacement therapy system. So they're going to be duking it out, looks like July the 7th. Of course, on the same card, Uriah Faber's on that card. He was supposed to take on Dominic Cruz. Then Dominic Cruz got hurt in training. Dominic Cruz, of course, the bantamweight champion of the UFC. And people were saying to me, oh, no, Ronda Rousey hurt Dominic Cruz. Ah, that was a bunch of bunk. It wasn't Ronda Rousey. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, she goes August 18th on Showtime against Sarah Kaufman. Of course, the first lady of MMA right now, Gina Carano's retired. Gina Carano's, she's got to be retired. I mean, she's in Hollywood. She's doing In the Blood. They're filming that movie right now. They did the Haywire movie earlier this year. They're going to do Wonder Woman early next year. So where's she going to come find time 6 months to put aside the fight? I don't see it happening. It ain't going to happen. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Gina Carano, for all intents and purposes, whether Scott Coker, the president of the UFC, of the Strike Force, wants to admit it or not, she's probably history. Seriously, she's probably done as far as being a fighter is concerned. Although she told me on this show that she had never retired, and I believe her to that, she hasn't retired. A lot of guys don't retire, they just don't fight anymore. Eric Martin never retired, he just didn't fight anymore. Of course, the late Eric the Prince Martin, the boxer out of the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. They used to call him the fighting garbage man because he worked for the refuse company here. But he was my good friend. We were in the police academy together, and Eric's been gone now about 3 years. So we've got some good UFC action coming up. Of course, Strike Force is happening, as I said, August 18th. Hey, you got to give it to Ronda Rousey. You got to watch her. You got to go to YouTube. You've got to look up some of her videos. She is, I would say she's the man, but she's actually the woman. I mean, she's the woman. And Chris Cyborg Santos, you know, she was suspended for steroid use last December. So she's getting off her steroid suspension this coming December. She said she would like to fight Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey's next. She said some despicable things about Ronda Rousey, this and that. Chris Cyborg talks a lot of smack, but, you know, she's a chick to me that always looked like she needed to shave about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, 5 o'clock shadow from using steroids. So for years and years and years, people in the media, people in the business, people in the world of MMA were under the suspicion that Chris Cyborg Santos was taking steroids, okay? She finally got caught last November. Gina Carano thought she was taking steroids. Gina Carano thought she was on steroids the night that she fought her, because she had never felt anybody with that incredible amount of strength in her entire life, Gina told me, and then Gina had sparred with men that are bigger than Chris Cyborg Santos. So Santos is out until December, but she did win the World Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Championship. I believe that was June the 4th, and she is, of course, a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu from Brazil. But she will be coming again, looks like in December, and then she wants to fight Ronda Rousey. So the Ronda Rousey-Chris Cyborg-Santos fight for the Women's Championship, I guess pound for pound the world of MMA, that'll go down probably early in 2013. Probably February or March. The bottom line is, though, it's probably going to go down on Showtime. And Showtime's got, what, maybe 500,000 viewers going to watch her MMA? But if you put her on Fox, if you put these two women on Fox, if you put Ronda Rousey alone on Fox and put her in the main event, you draw millions of people. So what I'm trying to say is Stephen Espinoza, the president of Showtime Sports, release Ronda Rousey for one fight on Fox Sports, on the Fox Network. Because if you do so, it'll bring hundreds of thousands of viewers back, new subscribers back to Showtime, because they'll want to see the rage that is Ronda Rousey. And believe me, she is a rage. 5-0, five submissions. The longest person to ever go with her was Miesha Tate. That went 4 minutes and 57 seconds. And that, she's 5-0, but in her prior four fights, it never lasted 4:57 in its totality. So the bottom line is, she is one mean woman, and she's beautiful, and she can fight. And I think she's the next rage. She's a current rage in MMA. I think she'll be the next superstar in the world of mixed martial arts. And you just got to give her a look. Check her out. She's available on YouTube.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. We do have open phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
On schedule for five for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And that's one of the best rounds of the year.
We'll be right back.
Some Hollywood there, the Magnificent Seven. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Want to report this former light heavyweight champion, Strikeforce light heavyweight champion, Rafael Feo Cavalcante, has been suspended by the California State Athletic Commission for testing positive for a banned substance. Of course, this was part of the Strikeforce heavyweight Grand Prix Championships down there in San Jose last month. And, of course, Josh Barnett losing a very one-sided fight to Daniel Cormier of the American Kickboxing Academy, a bit of a surprise to me. But anyway, Cavalcante had choked out Mike Kyle in like 33 seconds, one of the most impressive submissions I had seen in a long, long time. But now he tests positive, and, you know, he's in trouble because he's suspended for a year. He's been fined $2,500. Well, my next guest is like a walking encyclopedia when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts and professional wrestling. I'm talking about the great Brian Alvarez. Of course, the Wrestling Observer radio show airs right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Brian, a good afternoon to you, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How's life treating you?
It's doing pretty well.
Okay. Do you know what kind of substance Cavalcante tested positive for?
As of this morning, I don't. They hadn't released it yet, so I presume we'll find out on Monday.
That's a bit of a disappointment, too, because you know, he looks so good. I mean, I don't know if you got to see that on TV, or because I didn't see you live at the car. I knew Dave Meltzer was there, but I didn't see you live at the car. But, man, that was the most impressive submission of the night, no question about it.
Yeah, that was actually a great. That whole night was awesome. You were talking before I came on about Daniel Cormier, and that guy's awesome. You know, he's high level, as high level as you can get in wrestling. And he goes in there and he picked up striking in a very short amount of time, and he's just going in there beating everybody up standing. It's awesome.
And you know what's funny is he's got a cheeseburger looking body.
Yes, he does.
And he looks like the guy.
He actually had a problem when he was trying to make weight for the Olympics. He had tried to cut, and he was cutting weight to, I think, 211, and his body shut down. He'd done weight cutting for too long during his career, and a lot of guys that cut too much weight too often, they end up having the serious issues with kidneys shutting down, everything like that, and he had that happen. So, you know, I think he's probably happier now that he can find the heavyweight division, pretty much eat whatever he wants, doesn't have to worry about cutting weight. And you know, Dana was talking about him maybe going to 205, but, you know, if his body's shutting down going to 211, he's not doing 205.
Yeah, but if he did it, I looked at his body the other day, and he still looked a little chunky to me. And people say to me, look, he's in the best shape he's been in a long time. He lost 15 from his last fight. So looking at 205, that might be a stretch. Some guys just aren't cut up. I mean, some guys just don't have the Adonis figures. Some guys just aren't built like, you know, Ken Shamrock or Lex Luger or something like that. They're just not. But that doesn't take away from their fighting ability, especially with Daniel Cormier, as you said, coming from an Olympic wrestling background and picking up striking as quick as he can. He's only, I think, 15-0 now. He's the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, beating Josh Barnett. Of course, Josh Barnett hadn't lost a fight, I think, in 11 or 12 fights. Been a long time and a lot of years. And, man, he manhandled Barnett. I was a stunner for me. I couldn't believe he did. I was sitting there watching. I was stunned.
Yeah, I picked Barnett just due to the experience, but I thought, you know, Cormier is really good. If he wins, I'm not going to be stunned. But the fashion that he won, just running through this guy. And the thing with him, too, and a lot of guys, is there's so much weight cutting nowadays, and people are so desperate to get to a lower weight that we actually have guys that they would actually fight better up a weight class. And I think Jake Shields is moving back up a weight class because he was cutting too much weight, and it was kind of – he felt that it was actually affecting him in a negative way to have cut so much weight to do these fights. So Cormier, I mean, you know, maybe talk about 205 when he starts going in there against heavyweights and getting beat. But right now he's going in there against heavyweights and he's schooling them. So I don't think now is the time to talk about having the guy cut weight.
Guy seems like a very humble guy. He's had some tragedies in his life. He talked about that at the post-fight press conference. But the bottom line is – he was very humble. He was a good guy to be around, man. I mean, I think he's a positive element in the world of MMA, and of course, Strikeforce being part of the Zuffa family. Zuffa Sports owns both the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and Strikeforce. Speaking of Strikeforce, Ronda Rousey is going to go on the 18th of August. Is that going to be up in your neck of the woods or what?
I actually am not sure. They're doing the Portland show, but I think that's in July. So yeah. I don't think that one is going to be up here in these neck of the woods. No.
Okay. I feel she's – I met her. She's beautiful. I mean, she's stunning. She's just a gorgeous woman. And we know she can fight. I mean, we've seen her 5-0 now, 5 submissions, 5 arm bars. And Maisha Tate, good God, as you explained the last time you were on the show, Maisha Tate, it would probably have been better off if she'd have broken her arm in 2 spots rather than stretching the tendons and pulling the ligaments all out of place, because those things take forever to heal if they ever heal at all. But the bottom line is Ronda Rousey and Sarah Kaufman. Sarah Kaufman, does she present much of a challenge for Double R?
Yeah, she's going to be her biggest challenge to date, but I think that Rousey is going to beat her. I mean, Ronda is – I mean, before the fight with Misha Tate, I was – you know, I thought she was really good and everything like that, but anytime somebody's beaten everybody in a minute, there's always that question of, okay, yeah, they beat everybody in a minute. That looks impressive, but what happens if this fight goes 2 minutes? You know, what happens if she comes up against somebody that can stop her takedown? What happens if she comes up against somebody that, you know, she goes for the armbar and they slip away? What does that do to her psyche? And Misha Tate gave her actually a pretty decent challenge. I mean, Ronda was never in any danger, but Ronda couldn't finish her in a minute. And she didn't break. She just kept going, and she ran through this girl. You know, if Kaufman can stop the takedown and take her apart standing, I suppose that's possible. But I just think that, you know, you talk to people like grown men, like real legit MMA fighters, Nick Diaz and guys like that that have trained with Rousey, and they'll all tell you that she's a real deal. And I think she's going to take this girl down and break her arm, and that'll be that.
Okay, so then she's going to end up meeting the queen of steroids. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, the only chick I knew that looked like she needed to shave at 4:30 in the afternoon. I mean, for years it was suspected she was taking prohibitive drugs. Steroids, anabolic steroids, things like that. And then, of course, she got caught last December. She's been suspended for a year, even though on June 4th she didn't win the World Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Championship. But now when you put Ronda Rousey in the ring with Chris Cyborg Santos, if Santos is clean, put it this way, is there any way to guarantee a fighter's clean anymore without random drug testing?
I don't think there's any way to guarantee it. I even think with random drug testing, if you're a smart enough fighter, I mean, you're going to be able to beat a random drug test. I mean, if nothing else, you just go in there and you take some growth hormone, and they can't even test for that, and they're not going to test for that. So there's no way to prove that someone is going to be clean, but I will just say that if Cyborg needs to get down to 135, she's going to have to clean up a bit, because I don't think she can take what she was taking and make 135. I just don't think that's possible. And the fight's going to be at 135. So she's going to have to be at least cleaner than she was before. And, you know, she ran through a lot of girls standing and everything like that. But I still think I favor Rousey, because I think Rousey can get it to the ground. And I think once it's on the ground, I think she's going to, you know, another armbar. I mean, yeah, you know, Cyborg won her division, but, you know, she was competing at 163 pounds as a purple belt. And we're talking having to cut all the way down to 135 and go up against an Olympic, you know, an Olympic caliber judo specialist that can destroy your arm. I mean, she's scary, but I think that a lot of people would say that she was so scary because she was on so much stuff that it was basically a man beating up women. And if she goes in there, you know, somewhat clean against a girl that is going in there and beating the crap out of men in training, I mean, that's going to be by far the biggest women's fight, I think, probably of all time.
You know, Gina. And, go on. I'm sorry.
I think it's going to be the biggest women's fight of all time. And I actually think that it's probably going to be one of the highest rated Strikeforce shows of all time, maybe even the highest.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second, okay? Cyborg Santos and Ronda Rousey, if they do hook it up, don't you think that Showtime should find an exemption and put this fight on Fox TV so the entire world can see it? And then they can say, look, Ronda Rousey fights exclusively on Showtime. If you want to see her next fight, you got to go subscribe to Showtime. Don't you think that would bring viewers, especially women and masses, back to Showtime wanting to buy it, wanting to watch her fight?
I think that should be a Fox main event. But I just don't think that they're going to do it.
Steven Espinosa, Showtime is stubborn, huh?
I just don't think even – I just don't think Dana's going to put a women's fight on Fox yet. You know, I – especially – and the other thing to think about, too, is, like, I think that's a great idea, but you also have to consider that, like, this is Fox Television, and mixed martial arts is still, you know, there's still people that are squeamish about aspects of it. And if you would have put the Ronda Rousey-Misha Tate fight on Fox, and Misha's arm got mangled the way it was, I don't know if that's a good thing.
I don't think so. You know what, Brian, I got to run up here on a hard break for the American Forces Network, so stay with us. But I think that if Ronda Rousey was to tear up Misha Tate's fight arm like that on Fox TV, women across this country would say to myself, we have a superhero. The actual superwoman is in the house, and her name is Ronda Rousey. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of MMA. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the American Forces Network. About the time you lose your thing, then you got to blow. You know you got what it takes to be the untold boss.
Use your wisdom carefully. Don't be too long. This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round. We use that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style. Oh, he's got the choke!
Stuck it in!
Penn looking to choke out Florian! BJ Penn looking to remain the champion! It is all over! BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian!
That's why God made the radio so tune in.
Title tune from the 50th anniversary of the Beach Boys. That is their new CD. It's out. They're on tour as I speak. I missed them last week in Berkeley, California. I had a prior engagement that I was already booked in to do some public speaking, so I couldn't do it. But the bottom line was, man, I was like kicking myself in the teeth all night long knowing that Brian Wilson and the gang were over at the Greek Theater in Berkeley doing their thing. Of course, they went to L.A. They'll be going all over the world. Check them out, beachboys.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Now, last night, they had something on HDNet called Titan Fighting Championships. Is this a legitimate league?
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of it, but, I think who was on the card last night? I actually didn't even look at the lineup.
Jorge Santiago won with a first-round submission. He was in the main event.
Okay, I think Bobby Lashley fights for them as well.
That doesn't say too much for the brand, does it?
No, not really, but, I think everyone's pretty much aware, if it's not UFC or Strikeforce, I mean, nothing against any of these organizations, but it's really hard to get a presence out there because UFC's got, I don't even know how many guys in a contract, like 350 or something
yeah,
like that.
Something
and,
like that.
You know, everybody else is in Strikeforce, and then you've got Bellator snatching people up. And so outside those three, I mean, it's really hard to get talent unless it's a guy that the major organizations aren't interested in. And, you know, it's good to give guys a place to go if they get cut from Zuffa and they don't get picked up by Bellator, but just kind of like all of the best talent is pretty much locked up right now, which is kind of one of the reasons that Ultimate Fighter has kind of run its course.
Okay, Brian Alvarez is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the host of the Wrestling Observer radio show, and of course, Wrestling Observer Live is here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. He is the host. He's also a writer extraordinaire. He knows his stuff when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts and professional wrestling. Before I'll ask you a couple of questions on professional wrestling a little bit later. But now that we're looking at this UFC, the idea of the UFC going on pay-per-view 2 weeks in a row, isn't that insane?
It is completely insane. And, in fact, there's going to be I have to look at the schedule. I can't even get all these shows straight. But later on this month, they've got a show on a Friday night and a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, Joe Silva, for the first time in his entire history as the booker of UFC, is actually going to have to miss a UFC event. And
well, that's because Friday night, June 22nd, it's Clay Guida and Gray Maynard. They're going in Atlantic City at the Revel Casino. That's beyond FX cable. And then Saturday night from Brazil on pay-per-view would be Wanderlei the Axe Murderer Silva against Rich Franklin in a rematch. Of course, Wanderlei Silva was supposed to take on Vitor Belfort, but Vitor Belfort got hurt, and that fight's off. So that fight would have been a big fight in Brazil. And, of course, they wanted to put the Chael Sonnen Anderson Silva rematch down there in Brazil in front of 40,000 people, and that didn't happen because they couldn't get a sound permit in one town. Then the other town was booked on the 23rd for a political event, so all the hotel rooms were booked, and they would have had to drive fighters 2 or 3 hours from their hotel to the arena, Dana White and the company decided not to do that. So they're going to go in Atlantic City on the 22nd. The 23rd, they'll be in Brazil. And then July 7th, of course, is Chael Sonnen and Anderson Silva in the rematch. And Chael Sonnen owned Anderson Silva for the first 4.5 rounds there of that fight until he got caught in a submission hold. And, of course, later tested positive for testosterone, and now they're giving him testosterone replacements. You and I have talked about that. We don't agree. We don't think that should be cool, do we?
I am not a fan at all of the testosterone replacement therapy exemptions in mixed martial arts. I think that I would get people emailing and they're like, oh, I'm on testosterone replacement therapy and it's great. It's made my life better. Why do you dislike it? And I'm fine with testosterone replacement therapy if you have a legitimate medical need for it. But if you're a fighter, if you're someone who's going to go into the cage and fight other people, then I don't think you should be on testosterone replacement therapy. If your testosterone levels are not sufficient to be a pro mixed martial arts fighter, then maybe pro MMA is not for you. The sport is not about evening the playing field so that everyone is on equal footing. That's the whole competition here is about who is the best. And you go in there with your God-given abilities, and you go in there with the training that you've done in the gym, and you see who's the best. And the whole idea that these guys are like, oh, I can't compete, my testosterone is too low, I can't do this. I just sit there and think, what about Ronda Rousey? You know, Ronda Rousey has one-tenth the testosterone of any average man on the street, okay, because she's a woman. And she has no problem training. She has no problem training, and she has no problem going in there and being competitive with men. So I don't want to hear people go, oh, my testosterone levels are a little low, and I should be able to get this treatment and that sort of thing. It's just, I'm sure some people in MMA use it properly. I'm sure there are guys who keep their levels where they should be, and they're never above where they should be. But as soon as you start allowing exemptions, you're going to get a lot of guys that are going to do everything they can to beat the system. They're going to be at level, they're going to be at normal on the day of the fight, but as they're training in their camps, they're going to be significantly above the levels. And so they're going to be training a lot harder than their opponents. They're going to be putting on a lot more muscle than their opponents. And then you're going into the cage, and with all of that added muscle, you could really hurt somebody badly. So I think testosterone exemptions should just be eliminated from the sport, and you either fight the way you fight, you either fight with your natural testosterone levels, or you don't fight.
Okay. We're talking with Brian Alvarez, folks, host of the Wrestling Observer News radio show, of course, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, Sundays, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network. He's all over the place on the Internet. Brian's got it going down. Anyway, Brian, now when you talk about testosterone replacements, Alistair Overeem was just suspended by the Nevada City Athletic Commission for coming in at 14-1. That was his ratio. He had gotten a shot a few days before. He said he needed it for replacement therapy. Yeah, right. Anyway, the bottom line is he didn't need it for replacement therapy. He needed it to get an advantage. They caught him in a surprise random drug test, even though they told him they would be testing him randomly without any warning twice in the year, yet he came to a press conference at 14-1. But here's what blew my mind, is when our brother in crime, Dave Meltzer, told me that Chris Benoit, the professional wrestler that's accused of killing himself, his wife, and his child, tested out at 49-1.
59-1.
Holy cow. I mean, I there's no words I could put beside that.
Yeah. Yeah, 59-1 was his ratio, and that is in a company. I mean, you look at WWE today, and they do drug testing, and actually they just popped Randy Orton.
Yeah.
You know, one of their biggest stars just got popped, and he's claiming a tainted supplement, which is one of the most popular excuses for failed drug tests.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Here's what cracks me up about Randy Orton. He's out for WrestleMania, I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago, and he's smoking a joint in the building.
Yeah,
he's smoking a joint in the building at WrestleMania, in the actual arena. He's smoking a joint before a competition. You know, I'm not down on Randy Orton, but I think that's sort of silly, but I think it's sort of cool too as well. But I mean, we're not fighting for real. We're going out there. We're working a scripted fight, so that's not going to be a problem. And as far as drug testing is concerned, these guys are performers or exhibitionists. You really think we should be drug testing them?
Well, that's kind of an argument that everybody makes. You know, it's not real, I wish that nobody were doing drugs, to be honest with you. But I mean, of the two, I prefer the drug testing. If you're only going to do one, I would prefer drug testing in mixed martial arts, because you are going in there and you're trying to punch a guy in the head as hard as you can.
Yeah, I feel
and
it.
If you've added a great deal of muscle mass through illegal means, and you're hitting this guy in the head twice as hard as you would have naturally. I mean, we want to see people with serious brain. I mean, we already have. You know, Gary Goodridge is an example, and there's going to be more. But, in pro wrestling, it is different. I mean, in pro wrestling, it's largely for cosmetic purposes. And in mixed martial arts, it's for competitive purposes. So if you're only going to ban drugs in one, then ban them in mixed martial arts. I'd prefer you ban them in both because... You know, the main reason the WWE is doing drug testing now is because of what happened with Chris Benoit.
And Eddie Guerrero.
Well, actually, it's mostly Chris Benoit, because Chris Benoit went nuts and he killed his family and he killed himself. And then it came out in the media that this guy had a 59-1 testosterone epitestosterone ratio. So then everybody was like, oh, my God, he killed his family because of steroids, which that's not what happened. But... When the media is going nuts on the story that this guy killed his family and he was all jacked up on steroids and, you know, there are all these guys on steroids in wrestling, and then people start looking at young deaths, that's why WWE instituted the drug testing, you know. They were doing it. In fact, I think Vince McMahon even admitted that it was largely for public relations reasons. And I'm sure there's that part of them, too, that they don't want to see guys dying at 40. You know, Eddie Guerrero was beloved, and he had a heart attack, and he died before 40, and he had the enlarged heart that all of these wrestlers that get all jacked up and die young, they all have the left ventricular hypertrophy, which is the enlarged, the valve in the heart from steroid use.
Right.
And they don't want their guys dying at 40. So, you know, there is that part of them that I'm sure Vince McMahon, if in a perfect world he could have a bunch of big cartoon-looking guys who are all clean, he'd love that. But, they want to keep their guys, you know, it's largely for public relations, but there's also, I'm sure, that part of them that they don't want to see guys die. So that's kind of why it's done in wrestling.
Okay, you talked about the added advantage in MMA. That's why I've been so pro-random drug testing, Olympic-style drug testing for boxing matches, is that we're not talking about baseball here. We're not hitting balls out of the park. We're hitting people. We're not breaking, we're not breaking laws. We're breaking jaws.
And you know what? That is the number one reason that there should not be PEDs in mixed martial arts. But another reason that people don't even mention, I mean, let's just say that you don't care that guys are hitting each other harder in fights, okay? I know that every fan gets pissed off or angry at some point because one of their favorite fights isn't happening because a guy got hurt. And one of the things when you do a lot of these drugs is you're increasing your chances of injury. You see a lot more muscle tears. You see a lot of guys that start overtraining because they're on stuff, and they train harder, and they train harder, and they train harder, and then something breaks down. They tear an ACL. They tear out a knee. They tear out something. So I wouldn't be surprised if at least a certain number, I'm not saying all of them, obviously, but there are guys that have had to pull out of fights because of injuries that they suffered because they had been taking something in their training. And I think that that's another good reason. I mean, you look at these fights nowadays, and it's like, I'm going down to Vegas for July 7th, and the card that, let's just say that I bought $1,200 ringside seats for that show 2 months ago, okay? What I'm getting for $1,200 is nothing close to what I was getting 2 months ago, because guys are dropping out, guys are being moved, guys are being switched to other cards because guys on those cards got hurt. And if I were a fan to pay $1,200, I'd be really mad right now. So for, I mean, I can't even tell you the number of reasons that PEDs need to be eliminated from the sport. And testosterone is a performance-enhancing drug. And even though it's used for legitimate medical purposes in a lot of cases, there are a lot of cases in MMA where it's not. And so I think you may as well just eliminate it altogether. And if guys can't fight without it, then they don't fight.
Okay, talk to me about the Wrestling Observer radio show.
Wrestling Observer Live airs every Sunday, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Channel 94, XM Radio Channel 208, and we also stream online live at WrestlingObserver.com. It airs from 3 to 5 Pacific every Sunday. Myself and Mike Sempervivi, we talk pro wrestling, talk mixed martial arts, and pretty much everything else. In fact, we talked boxing quite a bit last week. In fact, Mike's a huge boxing fan, and obviously there was lots to talk about with Pacquiao. So that is every Sunday. And, of course, we do radio shows every single day at WrestlingObserver.com as well for subscribers. So if you like what you hear, check out WrestlingObserver.com, and you can hear audio every single day.
Brian Alvarez, all the best to you. Thank you so much for spending some time with me, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
The great Brian Alvarez, folks, of the Wrestling Observer Live radio show. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. When I saw Tower of Power this past Wednesday night, this is one of the songs they played because there is only so much oil in the ground.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489.
831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free.
Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, it's no use glaring at me. You know he's shot.
That ain't true. Just needs a little work, that's all.
Made a little mistake earlier in the show. I said that Jorge Santiago stopped Leonardo Pinchana last night at HGNet. It was Jason Guthrie stopped in less than a minute and a half with a guillotine choke. Don't forget the UFC schedule coming up. June 22nd, Friday night, Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Revel Casino. Clay Guida, pretty good fighter, damn good fighter, taking on Gray Maynard. That's UFC on Fox. That's taken there by UFC on FX Cable. That's Friday night, June 22nd at 6 p.m. in the Pacific time zone, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Then the following day, it'll be live from Brazil. I'm talking about UFC 147, Wanderlei Silva and Rich Franklin in the rematch. That's Saturday, June 23rd, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Then we move on to July 7th. Pretty good card, although it wasn't the card that it was originally supposed to be. Chael Sonnen in a rematch versus Anderson Silva. That is the main event. And then July 11th, a Wednesday night, it'll be on Fuel TV from San Jose, California, UFC cars. So the UFC's got it going on, folks. No question about that. And then UFC 149, that's July 21st. Guess what? Uriah Faber. That's right, in the main event for the Bantamweight Championship. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Network for 2 hours. And then on Sunday, we are for an hour on the Sports Byline Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time, where we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. So until next week, much peace, much respect. I thank you for your time. And my great producer, Scott Cuddy, hats off to him.